You are listening to Morning Edition on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. So February is a time to celebrate influential figures in African-American history, and today's guest is no exception. In 1992, Leah Ward Sears became the first woman to serve as a justice on the Georgia Supreme Court. In 2005, Sears was elevated to the position of Chief Justice. She became the first African-American woman in the country to ever hold that position. Well, now Sears has taken her talents to the private sector. She's now a partner at the law firm Smith, Gambrell & Russell, which is in downtown Atlanta. And, you know, there's something about that name, Leah, and there's something.
I love it. You know, I didn't always love it, but I, at some point, realized all the cool women like you were named Leah. So. I've come to accept it. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Chief Justice Leah Ward Sears is in the studio this morning. It is an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Leah.
All right. So this year, the state Supreme Court grew to 9 justices. Only 2 are African-American. Neither is a woman of color, but there are 2 women. The court expanded, but some would say it didn't necessarily become more diverse or reflective of our state. So I want to ask you, did your race and gender play a role in how you interpreted the law or dealt with people that came before you on the bench?
Yes, that's a very good question, Leah. I think everybody's past experiences, which includes their race, their gender, where they were from, their life experiences growing up, has an impact on the way that they see the world. And if you're a jurist and interpreting laws and hearing cases, you see the events unfold before you through the lens of your experiences. And I think that's what's so important about having these the appellate courts having so many judges sitting on them. With 7 or now 9 jurists, everybody's reading the law or interpreting the law through the lenses of their own experiences, which for me obviously includes my gender and my race. You know, of course, being a woman doesn't mean that I see the world like every other woman. And being an African-American doesn't mean that I see the world like every other African-American. It's just something else in the hopper that I think adds diversity and legitimacy to the process of deciding cases.
Over the summer, you wrote an article where you talked about some words and phrases that you've heard legal professionals use. There were phrases like "you people," "homosexual," "tar baby." How did you react when you heard those phrases?
Some of the phrases like "you people" and "tar baby," when I brought them to light or when the discussions were had, the comments were made by very innocent people who had no idea that these were offensive to other people. Mm-hmm. And without having people in the room to explain that, like, Oriental isn't the word that we use these days. It's Asian. Or Asian American, or "tar baby" harks back to a bad time, bad piece of literature that demeaned Black people. They would not have known, and they were really good and decent people who did not know.
There's still a lot of tension between the law enforcement community and minority communities. For too many people of color, particularly African Americans, it feels like. You're being looked at as though it's a crime to be Black in the public space. And in your opinion, what is the best way to build understanding between these two groups?
I think law enforcement needs to do a better job of getting to know the community the way it used to be when police officers patrolled the neighborhoods and knew the people in their neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And the people in their neighborhoods knew them. It's a matter of trust. You know, when I was growing up, I knew the local law enforcement people and they knew me. And they knew when I made a mistake, they knew the bad people, they knew the good people who just did something wrong. And it really mattered back then. And I think we need to go back to doing whatever we need to do to build trust. And a big part of that would be back to community policing.
You were the first woman that was appointed to a high-level position on the Supreme Court of Georgia. And there was another first. President Obama is now in the history books as the first African-American man to be U.S. president. What do you think having a black president did for our country?
You know, what I took away from, overall took away from the Barack Obama presidency was a sense of blacks. Obviously racism still exists. We've got a long way to go. But a feeling of that being black, being African-American was being American, was a sense of normalcy, mm-hmm. that I wasn't such an other. And particularly the way the president and first lady conducted themselves, I felt a pride with the way that they conducted not only their relationship, but everything else. And so it made me very proud. It made me feel like an American, not just a black who is an American, but an American. And I hope to be able to continue to feel like that. I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
These times, they are changing.
They are.
Yeah.
We seem very racially divided these days.
Yes. And I don't know. I suspect we always were. It was somewhere underneath, and we couldn't see it. It was just ready to explode or something. But Barack Obama was elected president of the United States, and I never thought in my lifetime that would ever happen. So clearly there is something right in America. We just need to grab onto that, hold on tight.
I've been speaking with Justice Leah Ward Sears. She is the former Chief Justice of the Georgia Supreme Court. She now works as an attorney in Atlanta. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for reaching out to me.
This is the fourth part of our Black History Month series. You can find the other conversations in their entirety at gpbnews.org.